Shalom Aleichem. Today is going to be a special shiur on the Understanding Tefillah series in honor of the Yom of the Hilula, the Yahrzeit of the Meshiloach. The Meshiloach was Meshiloach, Rishbitz, Mordechai Yosef from Rishbitz, see what I'm saying? Who wrote together many svarim, put together many, many deep ideas and deep undertakings that he took. And so to speak, intellectualized Hasidus, made it into, helped us understand how the Seichel comes into Hasidus, how intellectuality, that's a word, comes into Hasidus. I think it is, right? And to think deeper, not just based on, you know, the Kabbalah, the Zohar says one thing, and let's go by it, and for those who don't understand it, trust the Rebbe, but helped us understand on a deeper, more machshavadik level, what is chassidus? How do we connect it with more, I guess you can say, common logic that we use on a normal day-to-day basis, not necessarily throwing the words bina and chachma and spheres, and help us understand for those Rambamistim out there, if you will. Okay. So we're going to learn two pieces of the Meshiloach. In a river. Learn two pieces of the Meshiloach. The first piece, both on tefillah, of course, because it's tefillah shir. The first piece, on the right column there, comes from Gemara and Brachas. Gemara and Brachas, Daf Chet Amar Aleph says, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi afagav dehavu lehu tleisar be'kenishtei b'tveria lo matzalu ela b'ini amude hecha dehavu garsa. Let's see what it says in Yerushalmi. Amar v'yochman, Amr of Yochanan, Bris Karusa, who Hayaga Batamudu Beit Knesset, Lo Bimherahu Mishachach. Second. So even though there were, first question, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, 13 Beit Batik, Beit Kineshta, Lo Matsalu Ela Beini Amude Hecha Dehavu Garsa. I mean, there was only one spot for them that they were able to pull through. It says in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan bris karuse hu hayaga b'tamuda b'veis hakanesa lo b'mehira hu mishachach. V'hainu explains this over here. Explains a very important concept here. Really gets off from the Gemara. Ki Torah u'tfila mit'achtim. What's that mean? Mit'achtim. Torah and tfila are one. They come together. Very good. Key freshman over here. Shout out. So Torah and Tefillah mit'achtim. Torah and Tefillah are one. They come together. But mit'achtim, they're always coming together. They're always one. They always were one, they always will be one. Ve'ein Torah rak mikoach Tefillah. There is no Torah without the koach, without the strength of Tefillah. Ve'ein Tefillah rak mikoach Torah. And vice versa, there is no Tefillah without the koach of Torah. So they're dependent on each other. Torah needs tefillah, tefillah needs Torah. The obvious question is, why? They have nothing to do with each other. This time is for davening, every other time is for learning. And you have Torah, you have tefillah, and they're seemingly way different things. One is talking to God, Kibiyachol, one is learning God, one has to do with the Seichel, one has to do with the Lev. They seem to be very different things. But the Meshiloach says here, Maral brings this down in a few places as well, brought it down before him, I guess, that Koach, that they're ma'akev each other. Without tefillah, there's no Torah, and without Torah, there's no tefillah. Ki afsha adam mevin b'chachmato et ha-Torah. Even if there's a person who deeply understands all the Torah, he's Tamach Chacham, right? He sits, he shtalas all day. And he's learning Torah, and he's got all of Torah down. And he understands it fully, and he knows the reasons behind it. And this is not just holding Rashi and Tosa, he's holding in the Marsha, and he's holding in the everything else that's in the back. He really understands Torah. Mikol makom leotzi koach haTorah ala levush hu rak al yedei tefila. Meshloach says over here, even though this person is holding in Kol Torah and everything, and all the Chachma, He cannot take this koach of Torah and put it on his levush and put it on his dress and wear the Torah, meaning have the Torah represent him, unless he has tefillah. What's pshat? No. What is he talking about? Anything? Let's see. Ukumo, you probably would not have connected it to this, and that's why we have people. Had people like the Meshulach. Just like what it was in the beginning of time when there was creation, the creation of the world. It says in the Pasuk, Shekhsiv, Bereshis, Perakbet, Pasuk, hey, the Adam ein le'aved lavor ta adama. Right? And it's not, how was the world originally created? That a person didn't need to do what, new? They didn't need to work the land, right? Everything sprouted already. A person didn't need to even wear clothes. It was a certain understanding in the world that even the plants understood what their job was. Everything understood their purpose. You know, there was a rule here and a rule there, but everything did it on its own. Man didn't need, right? It was only after the Chet Adam Arishon that we needed to work the land, right? It says that the bark of the trees tasted like the fruit. And it was no such thing as you have to make bread. Bread grew on trees, it was a whole other world. So once again, the pasuk says, "Ve'adam ein la'avod et ha'adama." Man, Adam, but man didn't need to work the ground. Isaac b'gemara and says in Gemara Chulim that samacham et bed melamed sheyatzu dasim ve'amdu al petach kaka ad sheba Adam arishon ubike shalem rachamim ve'yarduk shaman b'tzamcha. Hear this. La'avod, it said in the pasuk, right? To work the land. What does the Gemara Chulin say? That the grass, the different plants that were in the ground, they would be on the level of the ground. Okay, they were on the level of the ground until Adam Rishon came, meaning they were potentially there. They were, the seeds were there, the roots, everything was there. At Sheba Adam Rishon Ubike Shalem Rachman, Adam Rishon came, and he asked for Rachmim, to have Rachmim on these plants, have Rachmanis on these plants, right? The Yarduk Shamim, it rained, but Samchu. And once it rained, they sprouted. And that's how the plants came. What's Pshat? It says, Adam didn't need to Lavur Adama, right? Mm-hmm. Is this Lavur Adama? Not really, right? So there you go. The Hainu Afshanata Hashem Gan Beidim Ikedim Shizeh Romei Shehaya La'abriya Havana Bechachma L'hayu Lo Eitzot Lirat Ha'or. Kadosh Baruch Hu made this Gan Eidim Ikedim, right? Which is hinted Shehaya, once again, La'abriya Havana Bechachma, that the like I mentioned, the creation understood had the Chachma L'hayu Lo Eitzot Lirat Ha'or. Everyone understood. Adam Rishon understood. Everything was understood. Like Avraham Avinu, right? It says that Avraham Avinu kept the Kol Torah Kula. There was no Kol Torah. There was no mitzvahs that he was commanded to do. How did he keep Kol Torah Kula? So the reason he kept Kol Torah Kula is because Avraham Avinu understood the world. He understood everything in the world. And the Torah is what makes sense in the world, what you're supposed to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us what we are and are not supposed to do in order for the world to be kibyachol perfect. And Avraham Avinu didn't need the Torah. Well, he needed the Torah, but Avraham Avinu understood the world. And he saw what made sense and didn't make sense. And he understood from seeing the world what the mitzvahs are, the los aseh and the aseh. Not because he had a book and an order. He was the book. He saw, he understood the world. So the Bria was understood. And you were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam. You were able to lir'ot ha'or. Achein haya mutfasim etzlo rak b'chachma u'b'tvuna. Uvedas, and you were able to understand it on this chachma tvunu das level, on this way of understanding the larger picture of things. You understood why the world was created, let's say, and you understood the smaller things of why something small was created, why this plant is over here and why that tree is over there, and das, you understood how things are constantly being created, why Kadosh Baruch Hu is sprouting a tree at this time, and everything was understood. And this was the union of Eitz Chaim v'Eitz Hadas. There was a reason. It was the union of, there was an understanding until I was ruined. But what happened with Adam Rishon again? How did those plants sprout? Those plants sprouted when he was Bikesh Rachamim Alam. Those plants sprouted when he davened for those plants. Meaning, how did Adam Avinu, Adam Harishon understand those plants? He saw those plants, and then he asked, the tefillah gave him that understanding. Meaning, tefillah is what gives you that understanding of the plant in order for the shefa to come down, literally, in order for the rain to come down, and in order for it to sprout. It was all because of tefillah. Creation was all because of tefillah, kibyachol. Ki ein shleimus l'divrei Torah bilti al dei tefillah. There is no completion to Torah without tefillah. They're one and the same. Ein shleimus al tefillah hu rak al dei Torah. And like we said before, vice versa. Ki bi'atz muto yitbarach leis machshava tefisa beklau. Because when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and atzmuto yitbarach leit machshava tefisa beklau, we don't understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't just sit down, read a Gemara, read the Torah, and say, wow, now I understand Pshat in this, now I understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I understand all the Seichel. Rather, even the Machshava comes down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything needs to be prayed for. We know that when we are Mechadesh Divrei Torah, that comes down from Shemayim, right? We work on something hard, and all of a sudden you, a Chiddush pops in your head like that, right? Bedas, a Chiddush, Bechachma, a Chiddush pops in your head, and then you say it. When you say it, you're bringing down Kibiyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. He's giving you that chachma, putting it in your brain in order so that you can say it, in order so you can think of it, in order so that you can realize that. But it's the opposite for tefillah. Tefillah is us reading tefillos, saying it, and our tefillos go up, right? Tefillos ola lamala. We know that. We know that tefillos go up. Tefillos, they're going in opposite directions. Which brings down this Ratz of Ashuv. That's another connection that he's hinting to, of the Ratz of Ashuv, of the connection between Tefillah and Torah. But what? We don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless we ask for it, because that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It needs to be Shuva Elai V'Shuva Elecha. It needs to be going both ways. Therefore, a person can't daven in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, kevin she'ein lo b'Hashem Yitbarach shum tfisa. Meaning, if you don't understand anything about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't understand any of his Torah, this is the other side now, you don't understand any of his Chachma, any of his Gemara, you don't know what Kadosh Baruch Hu is, how are you supposed to daven to him? Right? On the one hand, you need tefillah in order to learn. But on the other hand, what's your tefillah without learning? You don't understand you don't understand the kibyachol, the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his thoughts, his everything. And it says in Tehillim, V'ani tamid imcha achas sabiyad imini ba'etzadcha tanchene ve'acha kavoti kacheni. V'hainu, what does that mean? And I'm always going to put you, you know, those who are with me on my right, and I'm going to help you, and I'm going to put you, be menachem you, be acher kvod tikacheni, and after you give me kavod tikacheni. It's like a three-step process over here. What does this mean? V'hainu shehit palel mitzad zeh shirosh hu davak b'Hashem yitbarach v'hu ochez tamid b'yad yimino. What does it mean, says the Meshulach? This person sees, and when a person sees and he's connected, he's davak to Hashem Yitbarach, he's davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who ochez tamid b'yad yimino, he's always on his right side. He's always b'chasdo, he's always on his right, yad yimino sachayil. Yad yimin, it's all about the yimin. Yimin is where chesed is as well. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Yad yimin. Lachen itpalel. What does that say by you? It's cut off by me. Lachen itpalel. Sheinachinu. Oh, there you go. L'chinu poe sheinachinu ba'itzato v'yair einav l'mala mitfisato. Therefore, we daven that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be menachem us in our earth. He should have rachmanisms. V'yair einav l'mala mitfisato. And he should be able to give us the knowledge of more than we can handle, because we can't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So unless we daven for more than we can understand, we're not going to understand the Torah that we're learning, because that's the seichel of a Kodesh Baruch Hu kibyachol. That's the understanding of the world. And without tefillah, we're not going to be able to understand that. V'zeh she'amar v'acher kvod yikachene ki kvod Hashem yitbarach yatzah b'itgalut be'et she'mishalem rasha k'fa'alav. That's what it says. After the kavod is raised, v'acher kavod yikachene. What does that mean? After the kavod is, you will take. Ki kvod Hashem, the kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yatzah b'itgalus. It went out, and it was known, it was revealed, be'et she'mishalem rasha k'fa'alav. At the time when the Rasha pays his dues, when he finally gets his coming to him. V'zeh shitpalel kishiyatchil Hashem Yitbarach legalot kvodo. And this, when you see a little bit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself a little bit, and he's starting to show you, and you see him a little bit more, which happens to us, lo ya'acher rega rak miyan kechen mitgadel kvodo. That's when you need to bring in those tefillahs also. So that's the first piece of the Meir Shalach that we're learning. There's just a quick piece over here. Now, once again, Torah without tefillah is absolutely nothing. Nothing. And tefillah without Torah is absolutely nothing. How can you dive into someone who you have no understanding of whatsoever? But on the other hand, how can you expect to learn something and understand something that's beyond your ability to understand, because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without asking for that knowledge? Beautiful, beautiful piece from the Meir Shalach. This is another piece over here. Be a short shear thing. Piece on Parshat Shalach. You know what's in Parshat Shalach? Shalach Lecha Anashim, right? What's he referring to?
Meraglim.
It's spot on. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Shalach Lecha Anashim. The pasuk says, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, send for yourselves anashim, send people. It's talking about the Meraglim, obviously, like you mentioned. And it says in Meir Shalach, Isa b'Zohar Kadosh, Zohar Kadosh in Bamidbar Kuf Nuntet, it says, Tlas Alman Islay L'Kutcha Brichu. There are three levels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alma Degani is Begave, V'lo Et Yad HaKlal. Va'alma de'idyada batamid, va'alma de'idyada v'lo atida. Okay, what's this mean? It's so hard. There's this world, the gun is begale v'lo atida klal, of it's hidden to us, we don't understand it at all. Okay? See what the Zohar means, hopefully it'll explain it for us. That there's this world, it's way beyond us, we don't understand any of it, it's totally hidden to us as well. The second one is alma de'idyada batamid, it's the world that is always with us. It's always with us. It's resurrection. It's constantly with us, and we're always connected to it. V'alma d'idyada v'lo idyada. And then there's a world where we know of and we're a part of, but we don't really realize we're a part of it. We don't know we're a part of it. Whatever that means, we'll see. V'inyan baze. What does this mean? Ki yesh she'ein tefila mo'il lo klal. There are those people who tefillah, it just doesn't seem to be for them, right? It doesn't do anything for them. They tried, maybe. It's just not cut out for them. Tefillah just doesn't. They don't feel it. They don't want to do it. They're tired. Everything. This is where the world where you don't know anything about. It's just you have no connection to. Haynu sheneged ha'adam hazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu misalei kvodo le'ila. That against this person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, you want a copy? On the left side. Just finished the Zohar, said that there were three worlds. This is in Parsha Shlach, that says, right, Shlach Lecha Anashim, send for you Meraglim. And the Zohar Kadosh says that there are three worlds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or more than three worlds, but it's in context over here, it's the Zohar and Bamidbar. It says that there's the world, the Gniz Begav Lot Yad HaKlal, where it's totally hidden from us, and we have no connection, we have no understanding of it. The Alma de Diada Batamid, there's a world where we're constantly connected with it. We're always with it. We always have this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Alma de Diada Velo Diada. And then there's this world where we know, but we don't realize we know. We're connected to it, but we don't realize we're connected. And he said, Vahinyan Bazen, he explains this to the Meir Shiloh, as Yotz said today. The Alma de, 1 second. The Alma de, Vahinyan Bazen, Kiesha in Tfila Moilo Klau. There's some tefillah just doesn't come to them. It's not for them. They don't feel. They have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zen, or at least they don't think so. V'zen nikra alman lo yada klal. This person, this is connected to that first world of totally hidden from him. He's nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is not for him. He has no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't even do it. Haynu shenegra adam azah HaKadosh Baruch Hu misal kvodo leila. And to this person who cuts himself off, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu cuts his kavod from that person. Isn't it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with him either. Maybe he says like the Nachash, right? Take your dirt and go. Take your money and go. I don't want to hear from you again. V'amad et yada beitamid. And then once again, there's a second world where you're always in connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's constant. Hu neger adam shashamit baruch hu tamid be'azro. This is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always helping him. Umisiyo af below tefila, below yitzrich l'tefila. This person doesn't even need tefila. He's so close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's so much in connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't even need tefila. Do we know any people like that? No, I don't know of anyone. But these people are in such a high madrega, they don't even need tefila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them and guides them wherever they go. Weird, no? Alma d'ityada v'lo ityada. This is the third world, right? This is a world that you don't even realize you know about. Hu neged adam she'ein lo siyata below tefila. And this is the person, us, who, without any help, without any tefila, we're not going to get our siyata d'shmaya. If we don't ask for it, we're not going to get it, right? The person sits back and waits for his, Lexus from his parents. But until he goes to his parents and asks for the Lexus, he can't just expect a Lexus. Every once in a while, his parents do something nice and buy him a Lexus. But it's not. But it's not expected. It's not expected. And when he has tefila, so that's when his questions are answered. And this person needs to go and does go with a complete, full, wanting heart in his tefila. He needs to really have a lev ratzon, a strong will, a real strong will in his tefila, kavana. Ki le'elu hashanim harishonim lo yavo shum ratzon b'lev litpalel. Hashnaim Rishonim, excuse me. Kileilu Hashnaim Rishonim lo yavo shum ratzon b'lev litpalel. The first two people have no ratzon to daven. The person who has no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so obviously he doesn't have a ratzon to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut him off. He has no ratzon to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. And the second person, who gets everything he wants because it's on such a high madriga, doesn't need tefillah. It's like hanging out with your best friend. You're not going to text your friend next to him a question. You're just going to be like, your best friend's going to see that you need a jacket because you're cold. He's going to give you his jacket. Or your secretary. Whatever. I'm not saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anyone's secretary. Chas v'shalom. But mashal over here. But these first two people have no ratzon to daven, therefore they don't go to tefillah, they don't go with a ratzon. But this third person has to go with a lev ratzon, has to ask for lev ratzon. V'chein hu ha'inyan ki aholech b'siyata lo yitzarech l'tefillah. And this is the umish lo yo'il lo tefillah gamkin lo yavo lo b'lev shum ratzon l'tefillah. It says over here that there's a special thing in that those who go with siyata, those who go with a connection, with a relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with him always, don't need tefillah. What does that mean? Umisha lo yo'il lo tefillah. And whoever, that was the first person. And Misha, meaning that's the person who's in such a high madrig, he doesn't need tefillah, right? Misha lo yo'il lo tefillah. And tefillah doesn't come to that person. Gam kim lo yavo lo belev shum ratzon lo tefillah. He's not going to have the ratzon of tefillah. Ach adam.
Kasher lo yavo lo ratzon l'tfila. But this third person, when it doesn't come to us normal people who need tefillah, who need to ask for things, when it doesn't come to us, this ratzon of tefillah, tzarich la'avin mipnei ma ein bo ratzon. He says, what this person needs to find out, what we need to find out, us in this category of ityada, the low ityada, in this category of the Zohar, of we have this connection, but we don't get anything, we don't have it until we ask for it, unless we ask for it. So he says, if we don't have a ratzon one day, if we get up in the morning one day, and we get tefillah, and we're just not feeling it, it's just not for us, or I don't know, I don't know why, it's too late, I'm too tired, but there's just no ratzon to daven. Or even if you do it, but you're doing it bli ratzon, you're just doing it because, like, I'm not going to not daven. I've been davening the last 18 years of my life, but I'm going to stop davening now. I'll daven, whatever, I'll do whatever. Breakfast is not for another 45 minutes anyway, so I'll just daven until breakfast, you know? So these people, he says, tzarech lavin mipnei ma'in bo ratzon. They have to understand, why don't I have any ratzon today? Why don't I want a daven? Why don't I have this ratzon of tefillah? Imu mipnei shelo yo'ilo o mipnei she'ein tzarech. If it's because the first two reasons, because either he doesn't want to, right? He really just isn't interested at all, or it's because he doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. Thank God, his life's great. He doesn't need to ask for anything. His parents are healthy. Everyone he knows is healthy. He has enough money. It's 12 people in his room, but he's okay because it's all Americans.
Right. Oh, I don't remember. I don't know where I'm living.
You live with me. Move in. I have a second bedroom.
Can I do this?
I'll ask my wife. Ukumokin. You hear this? Ukumokin ha'inyan b'meraglim. And here he connects to the meraglim. Remember, we're talking about the meraglim here. He hasn't mentioned that yet. Ukumokin ha'inyan b'meraglim. This is the inyan by the meraglim. Hamaraglim lo haya moil lahem shum tefillah. The meraglim didn't have any ratzon to say any tefillahs. Right? They didn't want to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me into Eretz Yisrael when the time is right and make everything good for me. It's a little tough here in the Midbar, even though it's much better than what it used to be. Make it a little easier, help us understand what's going on in there. But they didn't have ratzon. They're just like, oh, well, I'll just go and check it out by myself. I don't need to ask HaKadosh Baruch. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, send them. So lo yila. Lo yo'ilahem. They didn't have any ratzon to go daven, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to find out these things, to go ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ukumokin, ayin b'meraglim, meraglim ayam yo'ilahem shum tefillah, l'fikach lo ba b'livam ratzon tefillah. Therefore, they didn't daven. They didn't have a ratzon in their tefillah, no ratzon in their hearts. Ukalev ayat tzarech l'tefillah, excuse me, v'kalev ayat tzarech l'tefillah, right? Kalev ben Yifuna, that one spy, who did the right thing. Hayat sarich letfilah. He needed a tefillah. He needed davening. He was the one spy who needed tefillah. L'fikach nishtatach al kivrei avosav yispala. Like it's brought down, that Kalev ben Yifuna, when everyone else was going around and looking around at all these massive giants of Og, and that we're not going to be able to beat them, where did he go? He went to Hebron. He went to Marsa Machpelah. Kalev ben Yifuna, he davened by the Avos. He says, this is an opportunity for me to daven, to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, help us out here. B'schus avos. That's the first most important bracha in Shmoneh Esrei itself is davening b'schus avos. That's what he says, right? Baruch atah Hashem magen Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Avram. Wrong order, but that's exactly what Kalev ben Yifuna did. He went to the Maris HaMachpel and he said, b'schus avos, help us out. Give us a break. Bring us into Eretz Yisrael. Once again, the Kalev Ayat Tzarech Letfil, Lefikach Nishtatach Al Kivrei Avosav Itpalo. He went to the Avos and he davened Marsa Machpel in Hebron near Kodesh. V'Yoshua lo haya tzarech letfila. Yeshua didn't need any tefila. Yeshua didn't need tefila. He didn't need to daven. Ki halach b'siyata me'Hashem. He was holech tamen b'siyata im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now where do we know that Yeshua, what do you mean? Yeshua was always b'siyata. Yeshua didn't need tefila. Yeshua was better than that. There's a reason for that. Kamosh kasev azor kadosh. Ki Moshe baruchu b'siyata ilaha. It says that Moshe, he gave a special bracha to Yoshua. That he should always be b'siyata d'shmaya with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he's on this higher level where Kaddish, he's going to lead the nation eventually, just like Moshe, and didn't need tefillah necessarily, even though he did use tefillah, but it was almost just he had this special connection with Kaddish Baruch Hu. He didn't need a daven. Kaddish Baruch Hu was with him always b'siyata d'shmaya. Shebezeh ha'parsha nichlal kol inyanei tefillah. He says this parsha of Parsha Shlach of the Baraglim includes all inyanim of tefillah. All inyanim of tefillah are included in this parsha Shlach. Ki misha tzarich rachamim gedolim. Whoever needs serious rachmanas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serious rachmanas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sholeach Hashem itbarach b'lev hatzadik umani hador levarcho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him b'lev hatzadik umani hador levarcho. You're supposed to go to the tzaddik, you're supposed to get a bracha. This is Chassidish side over here a little bit. To get that bracha, to get that, there's a man in Gador. Sometimes you're not maybe on the madriga to ask for something. You go to a Gadol, you ask him for a bracha. There's something to that. It's not just, you know, I can make a bracha too. But no, there is something to something larger than that. It's funny, it was on my wedding day, I passed Rav Hadari in the road. And I said, Arav, Hayom ani mitchaten, Arav yachol levarech oti lechatuna lechaim tovim. I said, Rav Hadari, you know, could you maybe give me a bracha? I'm getting married today. He said, Ma ata rotza mimne? Hashem yivarech otcha. Walked away. So he's a massive Anav, and he says to me, like, what the heck do you want from me? I'm just Yisrael Hadari. I'm not gonna ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a bracha. But if I would have known the Meir Shloch at that time, I would have thrown the Meir Shloch at him. That no, there's a certain madriga. I mean, he's an anav. He doesn't realize maybe how high his madriga is. But of him helping me out, right? Moshe giving that bracha to Yoshua. Litpalelav v'zehaya Yoshua shemoshe Rabbeinu Baruch Hu vitpalelav. This is exactly that inyan. That's someone who walks b'siyata d'shmaya. Someone who walks b'siyata with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he can give you, he can pass that on to you. Someone who is on a higher level can help daven for you, help pass it on to you, and it really does make a difference, says Meir Shloch. The Kalev lo yatzirich l'tfilat Moshe. Kalev did not need the tfilas of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't need this tfila of siyata that Yeshua got. Lachin lo ba b'lev Moshe Rabbeinu l'tpalel lav. Rak ba'atzmo l'tpalel. There, I mean, he didn't have this brach to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he went and he davened for himself. But where did he go? He went to the Avos. He died by the Avos. B'schus them. B'schus their madriga. Help me out. Help us out. L'hamaraglim lo ho'il tefila. They didn't lo chpat lem. They didn't want any tefila the other maraglim. L'chein lo ba b'lev Moshe Rabbeinu l'tpalel lehem. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven for them. The Avos didn't daven for them. B'tzadik hador tzerich lazeh mibinot gadol lahavin mipnei ma lo ba ratzon b'libo l'tpalel. And the tzaddik hador, tzarich lazem mibino, needs to really understand this. He's talking to the tzaddik hador now, which he didn't consider himself at the time. He's definitely one of the tzaddik hador. But the tzaddik hador needs to understand this, really understand this. Lavim ibnei malo baratz unbelievable ifaleo. But we also need to understand why doesn't this person need to daven? Why doesn't he want to daven? Is it because this person doesn't need any tefillah? Or he just doesn't want any tefillah. And then it's tashlum again. It's a very important idea over here. It's the idea of ratzon tefillah over here, says the Meir Shloch. Idea of really knowing yourself to a certain degree, knowing when to ask someone to help you out, knowing when to figure out why you're not davening. Not just, okay, tomorrow I'll daven, or I'll daven a better mincha. It doesn't bother the extra, but we need to understand why we don't have this ratzon not feel it sometimes. Why it's not coming to us. Because that's a problem in us. Is it because we have everything? If we have everything, we have all the reason to daven. All the reason to say modem, all the reason to say thank you, all the reason to say thank you, and now that you can help me help the rest of Am Yisrael. And if it's because we just don't care, then that's the obvious reason. Of, what do you mean? Why don't we care? Why don't we care? And we need to think about why we don't have this ratzon until we finally get this ratzon. So here ratzon b'schus Yemei Shiloach on his yard site. We should all find ratzon and tefillah, and we should all be machlef our tefillah soon to bring kabbanis in the base of Mikdash. May here be amenu, amen.